It's the Mike Wills Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the next edition of the Mike Wills Podcast. Today is April 30th, 2020. It is now a Thursday. Some people may need that reminder. I definitely do sometimes. So I was working on launching my uncle's website, and I don't know why. It was working absolutely perfect. I had a test domain set up for it, so that was working just fine. All I did was change the main mapping from the test server to the main server, and that's all I did, and it completely freaking broke everything. I don't know what happened. So I went through and, sorry, my volume is a little weird. So I went through and started going through things and finally just said, you know, screw it. Here's copy this, paste this here. All of a sudden it worked. For those who may want any kind of a reference, that's not it. It is here. For some reason, and I don't want to screw with it right now, I didn't have options follow symlinks in my directory port of my virtual server. I didn't not allow override all. I don't think I had that in there. Order deny allow, I think was in there, and allow from all was in there. I know that for sure. And for whatever reason, it did not work. So I copy-pasted that in, said, screw it, let's see what happens, and boom, it worked. Yeah, I love web servers. If it wasn't for I can do a lot of cool crap with it, I probably would just be a self-host. But on the other hand, I like to do a lot of fun stuff with things, so including my own VPN. I should talk about that sometime, maybe. Just a real quick, and let me know if you want to know, learn more about it. Especially some of you geeks out there, you might want to hear about that. I run my own virtual private server, and I set up open VPN on that server. And I don't, because I'm using my phone so much for hotspot, but typically, I have my phone when it leaves a secure network, i.e. my home, my work, and there's like a couple, one or two others I have in that list. If it's not any of those secure networks, it's on OpenVPN through my web server, and works really good. When the server's running, which is a whole different issue. Not getting to that right now. So I can go into more details on that later. The best part is I figured out how to make it work, even though people like to block some certain ports. And because I'm going out through the SSH port now, 443. Yeah. Good luck blocking that, unless you're doing deep packet inspection, which I think I found one place one time that's doing that and completely blocked me. And I was like pissed. Then it's like, whatever. So, yeah, that was kind of my evening here, trying to get my uncle's website going. We got our pergola all put together. So that is now done. Yeah, it's done. I was a little weirded out with some of the instructions. And the weirdest part is there's a little, let's call it 1 foot section of this roofing as metal, like a metals, might even be steel. I don't remember. It's pretty heavy. A little 1 foot section I had to put way at the top. And then the only way it's held in is with this little plastic thing that kind of puts friction down on it to keep it in place. And I wonder how that's going to last throughout a couple of years, but Eh, we'll find out as we go along. If anything, nothing that a couple self-tapping screws can't take care of real fast. So, but this is supposedly going to withstand snow and ice and everything else. They just recommend you kind of clear it off once in a while, and it supposedly can support the 2,000 pounds of snow on it. That's a lot of freaking snow. I would hope I would never have to see that much. And, you know, bonus is it is metal. So any snow that does get on it when you get a relatively sunny day, usually it warms up enough to get all the snow to melt off of it. So it should be pretty close to taking care of itself. The last thing on my list, and I probably should have done that first, but my deck has been slowly kind of moving away from the house over the last couple of years. So I am going to get underneath it, crank it up, straighten things out, and add some ports underneath it so that it no longer pulls away from the house. Once that's done, then I got to fix some skirting around there, so it just kind of sharpens it back up, because it's been a while since I've taken care of some of those things. Then I have some volunteer trees to get rid of. That's another adventure. So needless to say, weekends are still busy, just at home where we should have been doing it 4 or 5 years ago. But now we can't camp. There's no soccer, at least as of yet. The governor has ordered us to stay home for at least another 2 weeks. And it sounds like what he is trying to do is slowly turn that knob. So as different organizations and groups can prove that you can be socially distant and still do the activity, he will allow it to start to happen. So there are more retail stores that will be opening as of, I think, Monday. I think it's a Monday. So you can't shop in there, but you can pick up at the curb. So at least some of these smaller shops and stuff, like our local Dork Den as well. If you can't figure what that is, you're not a dork. it's our local. There's two, but this is the better one, I guess you'll call it that. Plus, my buddy owns it. Yeah, like the local Dork Den, he can start selling his games and D&D stuff and comic books. I don't know what all he has there, but he has a lot of different geek, dorky stuff there. Probably can't have the game room open, but, you know, it's progress. So, yeah, that, you know, you get fun stuff. Things are starting to kind of slowly open up. Obviously there are a lot of people are getting more and more pissed, and you know what? Sorry. This is for everyone's good. If you don't think it's for everyone's good, then go ahead and you do whatever you want. I just hope that you don't get near anyone you care about that will contract the disease, even though you don't have any symptoms, because I would feel bad for them because of your stupidity. Sorry. let's get away from politics and shit. what else was I going to say? So my boss was talking earlier this week. He doesn't think we'll be open. That we'll be back in the office for at least another couple of months. The peak hasn't hit yet in Minnesota. Although we are testing a lot more. So it's kind of hard to know where your peak is when you haven't had consistent testing throughout. But at least now, anyone who thinks they have symptoms can be tested now. So at least they should have a little bit better picture of what's going on. I'm expecting this to go through probably July. Probably, I don't know. We'll have to see exactly what happens. And even then, you know, these businesses is up to them if they open up fully with office staff and everything, or if they go back to, or they kind of work from home, or maybe partial shifts, or, you know, there's a lot of different options there that can potentially happen and probably will be happening for quite a while, even if you can go back. So I don't know. It'll be interesting as things progress of what will happen. I was going to say something else. I can't remember. I lost my train of thought. So, we're not going to be opening for a minimum of another 2 weeks. I can't imagine being more than that. We got an email from my son's camp for this year. It's a kind of a cool camp. I don't want to call it Bible camp, but it is very religious-based. It's, what is it called now? Now I got to look it up because now I started the conversation and now I can't remember what it's called. I keep on wanting to call it Jesus Celebrate Me. It's called Celebrate Me Camp. So it's only for people who are leaving sixth grade and going to seventh grade. Unfortunately, this year they decided to cancel it. They made reference to the campgrounds, unavailability of the campgrounds. So I'm wondering if the campgrounds decided not to open for this year. I know there's a lot of other camps that go through there too. So, you know, at some point you got to make that decision and call. So unfortunately, my son will not get that experience. I'm hoping they come up with something down the road to kind of give him a little bit of that, but I don't know. It's an interesting year, to say the least. My microphone, I had to turn down a little bit. I've been noticing in all these conferences that I am by far the loudest person in my own ears. So I turned down my volume just a little bit, hoping that that will... hoping that will even the balance out the volume a little bit. I don't want to blow other people's ears out just because I got the cool, super, super cool mixer and the professional microphone, you know. So, but, you know, that's, I was like, you know what? I'm a podcaster. This is what I have. I have equipment. So, So let's see, I talked microphone. I talked my uncle's website and the pain in the ass it was to get that live. The reason why I was relaunching a new site, maybe. I thought it was really cool, and I went to use, I forgot what it's called. It's one of those templating engines that you feed it a text file and it will automatically build a static page for you based on the template and so on. And, you know, it was really fun. It was extremely fast. It was completely static, so I don't have to worry about hacking or anything. But it comes at a cost, and it's a royal pain in the ass to update. So earlier this year, I decided, you know what? I need to get back on WordPress. I found, what's that plugin called? Why am I not remembering the name of the plugin? Because he sells products, I use WooCommerce. I turn off anything that has to do with shopping cart and orders and all that stuff. And really, it's just used to show the prices. But I did that because it's much easier to manage. And then down the road, hopefully we can, you know, we can even start talking about, well, would you like to have people order online? It kind of eliminates some of the barriers that people may have, but it also adds another little layer of complexity to a website. So, but he's a retired teacher who worked on, taught people, I don't know the technical term, but basically, he taught kids how to fix tractors. And So he had built these stands and stuff to help out with some of that stuff, and he decided to make it into a little business, a little side, a little bit of business. So he sells these tractor splitting stands to help people take tractors apart so they can fix whatever they need to fix. Kind of neat. And then he also got into these alternator kits where he, I'm sure some of them are just replacing an alternator. Others might be completely adding an alternator to it. It's really kind of neat, kind of a little side business. And, you know, it's just something that's pretty easy to maintain. And so what I'm going to do now that this is live is put together some step-by-step instructions. So if there's a couple things he wants to change, like a picture or a price, or just say a little bit of a text description, as much as I can, step-by-step instructions. So it's easy for him to get out there, update a couple things, rather than having to rely on me to make every single change, because I'm definitely not always free to be able to do that stuff. There's also a cool testimonials page. I found a testimonials plugin that you can use. So it will on the homepage randomly show three different testimonials and then show them all on the testimonials page. I think I seen a way that can maybe submit stuff and, that was reviews on the products. Some of these things I'll probably bring to them here later as things kind of get rolling again. So, hey, you know, this thing allows you to do this, allows you to do that. It's kind of cool. And just kind of see what he comes back with there. I'm just going through all
the different plugins right now.
Oh, darn yawning. I'm trying to keep this short, but I keep on finding stuff to talk about. On the amateur radio front, not a whole lot going on. I have the radio scanning today. I didn't even hear much on the radio at all. I think a lot of people are just busy or off doing other things or whatever. Still waiting to get my HF radio. I gotta get that bought here hopefully soon, because that'd be fun to get out there and start playing. Definitely will do some videos on it. Obviously the videos, what I would be showing exists other places already. But I'll try and put my own spin on it, because, you know, you gotta have your own spin on it. I'm trying to build a little bit of a Facebook audience, but, or not Facebook, YouTube audience, but I don't know. I'm not sure if I'm a video type person or not. The last set of videos I recorded, I didn't even get edited and posted. So yeah, I should do that. Although I don't have any time. My setup in the office has changed slightly with me bringing my work laptop in. I now have that where I normally keep my MacBook, and my MacBook's now off to the side. So now I can be working, have my MacBook here with whatever going, like the radar or whatever might be needed. I can even fire up YouTube videos I wanted to watch, watch/listen to those as I'm going through or working. Steps and working really good. Everything pipes through the mixer. Obviously, phone calls go right through the mixer. So I'm using this system right here. And I think it's working great. I'm fine with that setup. The only thing I wish is I had a little bit better internet, but that is what it is. And I called them and said, nope, you can't get anything better. It's like, well, because they tried to do a bonded DSL. Nope, you can't get that either. It's like the techs were trying to give me bonded DSL. That would probably double my upload bandwidth from about 0.5. I'm paying for one, but about 0.5 upload. And upload. And it was 8 down or something like that I got right now, which is been working good for me. Usually we don't have much for problems with that, at least. So, but I'm definitely not watching HD movies in full HD capability. Kind of wish I could, but there's no real options. I was hoping for 5G coming in this area and then look into getting a home on that, but I'm not sure how realistic that is or if they'll get it in this area. Yay. anything else? No, it's been 20 minutes now. I probably should shut up. Is there anything else? No, I don't think so right now. So, well, I will take off here for tonight, and I will get back, probably record again tomorrow, maybe. Yeah, so thank you, everybody, for listening. And 7-3 to you, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. I'm Claire. The intro music was Funkily Dugatitude by the late Derek K. Miller. The outro is Always Evermore by Eric Dietrich. You can contact me on most social networks with the username Mike Wills, one word. You can email me at mike@mikewills.me. You can find any show notes and my blog at mikewills.me. Thank you for listening, and come back again.